talk about some new sites that we are in the process of building. So, Travis, I will let you go from here. So, if you want to talk about, I know some of these are, sorry, let me get there again. Some of these have gone live, but I'll just let Travis go into the details.
Yeah, hi, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, so yeah, this first one, Phelps Hill, excuse me for one sec here. Phelps Hill, this was a site that we completed last year. This is right outside of Helper, right on a little hill there above town. This one's online, and it filled in. There was a pretty good gap right there when you come out of the canyon toward Price. None of our other sites got in there. This site fixed that problem for us, and it's been working great. Go next. Henderson Point's a site down in Garfield County, and basically, its purpose is to fill in the Tropic, Cannonville, Henryville area along the highway up back towards Escalante. And that site went online, I want to say November, toward the end of last year. That got online and filled that big gap in that we've had there. From everything we hear, their folks down there are happy with that. Next. Jack's Peak is a site down in Beaver County. Kind of serves multiple purposes. Right now, the main site for Beaver County and I-15 is a site called Gillies. If we were we've had problems before where that site has gone down and essentially left all of I-15 without trunk radio service. So we've got another site called Jack's. It backs up Gillies, but it also covers parts of Beaver County that they didn't have any coverage or had really weak coverage. It also gets up into the lower part of Beaver Canyon, going up toward the ski resorts there. So that went online last year as well. Okay, next. Clay Hills is a tower down in San Juan County. We partnered with the Utah Navajo Health Systems. They had some infrastructure down there. That site just went online within the last about a month, 30 days or so, I think. And it fills in some more gaps that we had in San Juan County. Its primary purpose was some of the highways right along the tower or right along the site, and then Bullfrog Marina area, Tickaboo, and Monument Valley. So that's some of its main target points. That site, like I said, it went live about a month ago or so. Okay, Tucker is it's essentially Soldier Summit. It's a site we've been working on for a couple of years. We had a lease agreement, we had everything signed, and some local homeowners association kind of squashed it, and we had to start over with new lease agreements with one of the carriers and a national tower management company. All of that has finally been signed. Everything's been signed, agreed with the building and the tower. We've gone out to bids to have the antenna and line work and the backhaul put in. That's been awarded, and we're finally going to start with getting that site online. We're targeting having that online toward the end of July. And we're all pretty happy about that. It's been a long time in the works. And its primary focus is, sorry if you want to go back one, the primary target area for Tucker is Spanish Fork Canyon Highway 6. And then it also gets into the Scoville reservoirs, the recreation area. Right now, there's very little to no coverage at Scoville. And then the highway going south of that toward the town of Clear Creek, none of that's covered at all. This takes care of that. Some gaps along Highway 6, and also you can see a lot of the coverage to the north gets into some areas of Wasatch County where they perform a lot of search and rescues. So it's doing providing coverage in multiple counties for us. So we're excited to see this one come online. Okay, Parker Mountain, it's in Paiute County, and its primary target areas is from Anemone north of Cacherem. That whole valley right now there's some spotty coverage from some of the local sites. A couple of them get in there pretty good in spots, but that it's been a long section of highways that has had average to poor coverage. It also gets into the west side of Fish Lake. That's where the ramps and the marina, the lodge and that stuff is. It also provides a lot of overlapping coverage in Wayne County, as you can see there on the map. That bid right now, so we offloaded the tower last week, and that construction part of this is out on the street right now under state purchasing to build this site. We anticipate having the site complete, around the end of July, early August, and then on the air later this fall. Hey, Geyser. It's not actually on Geyser Peak. It's off to the shoulder of that, if anyone's familiar with it. Its primary purpose is to hit I-70. As you can see right above the white lettering, that the yellow highway there is I-70. Most of that coverage from about the R in Geyser through the S in Sevier is pretty sporadic and pretty weak. This site is primarily dedicated to that stretch of I-70, which is about 18 miles of little to not great coverage. And that site is also being built this summer. It closed out on the street for bids Friday. We received all of the bids today. We have not had a chance to go through the bids. We anticipate going through the bids and awarding that Thursday of this week, and having a couple meetings with the landowner and the winning contractor, and we'll start construction on that within the next 30 days, I'm expecting. Same thing, targeted to be complete late summer and on the air in the fall. Okay, this is a site we're putting in very close to our Tabby site. Tabby Mountain is a very long mountain which creates its own shadows. So we are partnering with Union Telephone, who owns a shelter on the other side of the mountain, and we're basically going to install a 4-channel site that will cover Hanna, parts of that back part of Duchesne County, up the South Fork Canyon, which is the Dude Ranch where the sheriff's department gets called up there frequently. But yeah, this was kind of a big dead spot for us in Duchesne County. We're about to sign the lease with the tower company that we're just going to co-locate with, so no construction here. It's basically just move in, set up, and get the equipment online. We're targeting summer to early fall and having this one online as well. Oh, we lost the screen share. Okay. Blue Mountain out in Uinta County. It sits up above Dinosaur and will provide coverage around that Dinosaur area, Highway 40. And then a lot of the backcountry in Uinta County that doesn't have good overlapping coverage from any of the other local sites there. That one again is also a co-location. We have signed the we're partnering with Strata Networks on this one, and that's been signed on our side. We're just waiting for the clearance to the notice to proceed And again, this one's a co-location, very little construction. We'll just do some tower work. We're anticipating summer, early fall to have this one online as well. Okay, last traditional site for this summer. We're calling it Birch Creek. It's up on the Monte Cristo Highway between Woodruff and the summit toward Weber County. This one, we're still working it. We started from scratch with the BLM trying to get the land rights. We're hoping that it could be done in time. They give us a very short window of construction, and that's only if they issue the right of way. We're targeting this year, but I don't know as if we're going to actually be. If we can't get the right of way on this, we are going to talk to some private landowners that own some adjacent mountaintop real estate. And if we can't get the right of way with the federal government, then we're willing to talk to the private landowners. But there's a pretty big gap in coverage on the Monte Cristo Highway all across the top. It's a really popular area, summertime and wintertime. And this will fill in a big gap for the folks in Rich County. Next. This one is Navajo Mountain. Navajo Mountain has been something we've been working on forever. It's a difficult, there's a lot of challenges with this site getting, whether it's construction or co-locating. It's a fairly difficult site to access. It is owned and managed by the Navajo Nation. We have a couple different angles that we're working. We tried co-locating with the Tribal Utility Association. They were willing to let us co-locate. However, they did not have room in their building, nor was their tower adequate. And so now we're talking with the Arizona Public Safety and also Verizon. To try to get a co-location up there. And that's just kind of a constant work in progress. We're going to see how it turns out with Arizona Public Safety. If that, and look at just kind of look at the pros and cons with Arizona and Verizon and cost and timelines and things like that. But we have dedicated a site for Navajo Mountain. It just depends on where we're going to install our equipment. And next. Okay, this you've probably heard us talk about these DAS boxes, these distributed antenna systems. The picture on the left, if you see the tall brown tower with the dome on it, perhaps a lot of you have seen those in the canyons. Those are distributed antenna systems that the cellular companies use. And what they do is just extend the cellular service with these towers all along the canyon. As everybody on this call probably knows, radio coverage in canyons is difficult. Unless you have a perfectly placed tower that can see the whole canyon, comms in canyons are tough. The cellular industry has been putting these in, and the radio industry is kind of behind their technology. But we did find a vendor that makes a similar product for radio. And the one on the right, the picture on the right, is the brown box. That's the LMR, the radio version of what the cellular companies are doing. This first test one is going in American Fork Canyon. We essentially have a box in our site that we plug our site into. The box converts it from radio to light. The light shoots up the canyon through fiber, hits the second box, converts it from light back to radio, and extends our signal up in that area. This is going to be right at Tibble Fork Reservoir. We just got the fiber splice fixed as of late Friday afternoon. And we anticipate doing some testing this week. I think there's one small step with the D mark on the fiber, and then, you know, fingers crossed, we're testing this system up at Tibble Fork this week. If it goes as we anticipate it, then once this has been confirmed, we'll be buying a lot more of these boxes and partnering with UDOT all over the state to fill in gaps. You know, this is a very cost-effective solution compared to a whole, you know, $1 million tower site to fill in a mile gap of a highway. This is a way better alternative. We just need to validate it and make sure it works and doesn't cause ourselves some interference. But we're super excited about this. It's been a long time in the works. And hopefully by the end of this week, we will know how well it works. And I think that might be all for me, unless you got another slide in there. Okay. Any questions so on any of that?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Travis. I appreciate it. Go ahead, Seamus. Go ahead.
Thank you. Is that what you're thinking of doing for Crescent Junction to Thompson, Travis? I know you were testing out some things over the last several months, but that DAS, is that the sort of thing you're thinking for that part of the I-70?
It is. It was this, or there's two products. One of these require fiber and a donor site. They also make a flavor of this box that does not. It's essentially a BDA, but it's got circuitry built in to keep it isolated from itself, from ringing and becoming or interfering with itself. We purchased one of those units as well, and that one might be a better candidate for that Crescent Junction than, you know, the other route with the fiber. And so once we get it in, we're going to do some local tests with it here and then see how that works. And then probably buy a bunch of those and some of the others as well. But to answer your question, yes, this type of technology is what we're hoping will fill those gaps in without a full-blown another site, you know, where we have coverage all around one spot.
And I know this is really sort of nothing to do with this, but I was up at Dead Horse Point, and sometimes we have search and rescues up there. And I know this is a question, Tina, for yourself, and maybe, you know, I noticed that NPS have a P25 Arches repeater there. And I know it's digital, and I know that's part of NPS, but I know Dead Horse Point, there are quite a lot of tourists up there. And, you know, being able to talk up there is definitely a difficulty and get down to dispatch. And I mean, I'll email sometime, but, you know, I'm trying to think how to approach this in a way that's going to be useful where when there are searches up there in Dead Horse Point, again, Canyon sort of isolated, but I could hear a lot of Arches repeater, and I think they are on a P25 of their own system down in Glen Canyon. And I know that's a whole different, you know, topic, but just something that would be nice to be able to maybe use facilities that they have to piggyback on. I don't know politically where that goes, but just, you know, when we're up there, there's really nobody can talk to anybody in Dead Horse State Park for DNR. And I hope I'm not getting in the way of anyone, if there's anyone on from DNR, but I'd love to try and be able to help them see where their issues are, you know, at Dead Horse State Park. Just something to think about. Thank you.
Thanks, Seamus. We appreciate you always. Anytime you have suggestions or that, you can always go on the website and put in a ticket, you know, and just put in other and then put new site or, you know, microsite suggestion or whatever, and then put in all the information for sure. So,
thanks, Dana.
Yeah. No, thank you. Are there any other questions for Travis or about the technology? This is really super exciting as far as being able to test this new product this week. It's been about a year in the making, and we're really excited about the potential. So, you know, if this ends up working the way we anticipate that it will, then it will be a major game changer for public safety throughout the state. Go ahead, Brian Hall.
Yeah, just a quick question. On the AF site, the AF Canyon site, is that a BDA or is that a DAS? Just curious.
It's, I guess it's, they're one and the same in a sense. A DAS is typically okay. More than one. And with the American Fork, that particular model is more of a DAS because we do have our site right there at the split, as you're probably aware of. And then we can hang multiple boxes off of that one. So in that case, it would be more of a distributed antenna system or a DAS. In the other cases where they're standalone, okay. they'll just be BDAs. But our thoughts are to have our main site at the junction, one retransmitter at the reservoir, one down toward the visitor center for the cave, and then one toward the upper side on the Alpine Loop. So that would be more of a traditional DAS-style system up there.
Okay, that's good to know. We're thinking about getting designs for either a BDA or a DAS or both, I don't know, for UVU campus. We have a lot of metal and concrete structures down there at the Orem campus, and so we're trying to do some assessments and figure that out. So I'd be interested in maybe hitting you up and talking about options and what some recommendations are. But no, thanks. That's good info.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks.
Good questions. Thank you, Brian. Are there any other questions or comments about coverage or our build out? Okay, I just want to have a couple other slides to go over and then we'll go through. Just share my screen again. Okay, let's get this to presentation. There we go. So you guys know, we have said multiple times that we're building a new building in North Salt Lake. This is roughly what the building will look like. We have office space at Wiley Post for those of you who have been here, and then we have a warehouse in North Salt Lake. I don't know if you all know that, but we're going to merge the two together, save all the massive rent payments that we're making every month, and be all in one building, which will be fantastic for us as a team. This is essentially what the first floor will look like. To the north and west of this area, to the west and south of this, there will be a huge warehouse area. We'll have a big training facility, much larger than just the conference room that you can see all of my employees in there. And then on the second floor, and then this actually shows the warehouse. So right here, we can see my cursor. We have a welding station and a truck lift and then some drive-through bays. And then these are racks that we keep all of our spare equipment. If any of you have ever been to our warehouse today, this is roughly what it looks like, just with very little office space. So this is what it would look like. And then this would be the second floor. Many of you have heard we are building a backup PSAP. The largest PSAPs in the state don't have a backup center to go to. This is roughly what it would look like. It would be available to any PSAP in the state. And through the way the phone system works, where they can log in as from any console with their credentials, and then the calls that dispatcher is assigned to take based on their credentials would start routing wherever they're logged in. So we will have that. We have the boardroom. We will have a test core. You guys, if you follow our board meetings or you've heard us talk before, we actually have purchased a mini Utah system so we can test software updates and radio profiles and radio firmware on our site before we approve them or release it out onto our master system. So we're excited about that. We'll be getting custody of that lab, if you will, sometime early fall, I would say. Anyway, this is what the second floor looks like, and that's about it for the building. Those are the big highlights going on at UCA right now, obviously. We have a lot going on in the 911 world. I'll have Melanie, do you want to jump on and give a 911 update really quick?
Yes, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Great. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for joining. For Motorola projects, we have several. The Assist for 911, we still have a handful of PSAPs that remain to be completed with the installation, but then that will be complete. Last time we mentioned an acquisition that Motorola took or purchased Hyper. They are a non-emergency AI company, and we are starting kickoff calls. Some of you will start to see those if you haven't already on your calendars to start those right now. We've completed the UCA kickoff. We've completed one with Weber as well as St. George, who were very active into the Vera project that is now migrating to the Hyper project. Rapid deploy in Eclipse Analytics. We continue to work with Motorola on the transition from Eclipse or ECATS to Eclipse. The new target date is July 1, and parity checks will be taking place in the near future just to make sure that we're not missing anything from ECATS to Eclipse. A few PSAPs are aware that the data spill from Vesta 911 to ECATS stopped spilling last night. It was only for System 1. PSAP System 2 looks like everything was spilling correctly. I'm currently working with Motorola and ECATS to look further into this issue, but everything is collected on the Motorola side, so it could just end up being manual imports into the ECATS data. We are also going to be migrating to the Vesta Next router. In an effort to do this, we are working with the PSAPs to review and approve their response for their emergency responders maps in preparation for this, as well as the Radius map that will be taking over the Aware map statewide. Some PSAP coordination efforts that we've been participating in, we had our annual mandatory interop exercise with the PSAPs on May 13th. I want to thank the advisory committee, Utah DEM, and CISA for their participation in planning that exercise. It was great to see everyone and listen to the discussions that took place. We will have an after-action report to provide the participants that attended. And we are also collecting the annual FCC 911 fee report for all PSAPs with the due date of June 5th. I'll be following up with those that I haven't heard back from yet. And we have several PSAPs that have remodel plans, building new buildings, having new furniture installed. So just be aware that the longer we have know that information, the better are that we can coordinate our resources and make sure that we can accommodate your needs. Just feel free to reach out to me if you have any plans of doing any of those in the near future. And that's all I've got.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much. All right, those are the updates we have. Unless anyone has any questions for us, we will end the meeting and wish you all have a great week.